We always talk about development, but again, I always have my little calculation. You can't have 100% development without 40% of research, just to be on the modest side. That's my calculation. So nothing can roll on without science. Nothing can roll on, well, in terms of development, without research. And you mentioned it. And I experienced this when I was working in a program in Guinea. We were looking at biodiversity across different countries in war-torn areas. Science is so important that we shouldn't miss the point. And this is what we're talking about. And I want to relate that to the fact that Jean-Michel said that it's a good thing to work with Africa Rice. Maybe because we're doing science, we're working on rice. But the most important thing is that we have models. We have models, and that's science for me. We develop models and we work with models. So rice is just one commodity. We can use it for so many other commodities. And I think that's one of the watchwords. We should be looking at that. People might be asking, so what are you doing with Africa Rice? Yes, we have a good model. And not only on the science side, but you know, I mean, in terms of, the mandate that we have from our countries. And I'm here today in Cote d'Ivoire, and we're here in Cote d'Ivoire, and we have our bosses, and CNRA, we work with them closely. We were in a meeting 2 weeks ago, and they were helping us out. And that's how we work. Partnership is very important in the way we do things. We have to continue doing our science. We have to continue supporting our national systems. And I use the word support. We're not helping, but we're supporting them. They have a lot of experience, and we have something to bring on the table. For us, it's rice science for development. For you, it's a whole interesting tools, breeding tools, to modernize breeding, because that's the key word. And I hope that this model that we have put together, we will be able to test it in several other countries through this project, starting with a project that is going to be funded by IFAD. And I hope that from this we'll move on. I think IFAD has a lot of interest in it, and they want to see whether they can fund this, not only in the three countries, but especially in Eastern Africa and Southern Africa. So you should be looking at that. But then we're again looking at the country level and see how best we could mobilize resources from the country level. So thank you very much for choosing Africa Rice. I would like to say a special thanks to the board, because I know what happens. Decisions, ideas come up, and it has to go through the board. Thank you very much, and I'm happy that we've started this, and I hope we have all the partners coming.